Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of the flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 Volunteer Christopher Thurber reporting. If you intend to direct any money into your 401k retirement account, your elections must be on file no later than 2359 Central Standard Time on January 22nd, 2013. Flight attendants who do not make a special election for their profit sharing will receive the entirety of their profit sharing payment as taxable cash compensation. This compensation will be subject to higher tax rate. Flight attendants who elected to receive their W-2s electronically may now access their W-2 forms by logging into United's electronic service at www.paperlessemployee.com/United. If you have not registered and would like to receive your W-2 electronically, you will need to create a new account by visiting the same web address. If you are having any issues with accessing the electronic service, please contact United Payroll at 1-877-825-3729. Select option 5. Again, it's 1-877-825-3729. Option 5. Section 10D1A2 of our contract provides the company, at their discretion, the ability to build reserve lines with up to 16 days off in a month with reduction in the reserve guarantee. The company has decided to continue testing this provision at 7 domiciles, Chicago, Boston, Denver, LA, Narita, and Seattle, for the 2013 bid month. If you were awarded a line more than 12 days off but did not bid for that line, you can restore that line to 12 days off by calling crew scheduling before the beginning of the bid month. We recently reported the settlement of MEC 1512 and have agreed to resolve the contract violation, reducing the guarantee for reserves on their vacation month. Reserves who were on vacation beginning April 2012 through January 2013 who had a reduced reserve guarantee should have received an adjustment. In making the determination of how individuals were impacted, the company was able to go back and compare the original value of the reserve minimum, 78 hours, to the reduced value of the reserve minimum after vacation was applied to the schedule. The difference represents the number of hours to which flight attendants were paid as a result of the settlement. This value was calculated for each month in which a flight attendant was on reserve and had a vacation. In determining the amount of money to be paid, the monthly difference was multiplied by the applicable hourly rate of pay for the scheduled month. For those flight attendants still progressing through pay scale, the hourly rate of pay may be different between months. In addition, the cumulative total of hours for all of the months involved was multiplied by $1.93, the rate of pay for reserve override. Following discussions with United Payroll, the company has determined that payments will be processed in the following manner. Reserves who had vacation in April 2012 to November 2012 were paid a lump sum by separate paycheck on January 3, 2013, while we were originally told reserves who had vacation in December 2012 would be paid via a separate check to be issued mid-January, we are learning that this difference may have been included in the January 16th paycheck. Reserves who have vacation in January 2013 will be adjusted to reflect a minimum guarantee of 78 hours, unreduced by the application of vacation. The company expects the automation will be correct for February 2013. Reserve schedules and there will be no reduction to reserve minimum guarantee as a result of applying vacation to these schedules. In the event you believe you have not been paid the correct number of hours based on the reduction of your reserve minimum guarantee following the application of vacation, please contact your local council office for assistance. Please be prepared to provide specific information that supports your assertion that an error has been made. Research will be conducted to determine if an error was made, and any necessary corrections will be made by the company. Our Joint Negotiating Committee met with United Management last week and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update at www.ourunited.org. Yesterday, on January 21st, 2013, at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, President Obama was sworn in as the 44th President of the United States and delivered his second inaugural address from the steps of Capitol Hill. The speech was 2,137 words long and took 15 minutes to deliver. Here are a few quotes from President's speech. "We, the people, still believe that our obligations as Americans are not just to ourselves, but to all posterity. We will defend our people and uphold our values through strength of arms and rule of law. We will show the courage and try to resolve our differences with other nations peacefully, not because we are naive about the dangers we face, but because engagement can most durably lift suspicion and fear. We cannot mistake absolutism for principle, or substitute spectacle for politics, or treat name-calling as a reasoned debate. We are made for this moment, and we will seize it, so long as we seize it together. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together."